You're listening to James H. for Life, Episode 16, Paycheck Insurance, Affordable Options Made Easy. Welcome back to listening to another episode of James H. for Life, your premier podcast for all things life, disability, and long-term care insurance related. So today, we're going to further our conversation on disability insurance. And as I mentioned, I believe, in my last podcast, there's several ways that you can purchase disability insurance. Depends on what state you live in, but some states offer state-sponsored disability care in the event that you were to get disabled. There are five states that you may be able to collect something from the government while you're out, so that's option one. Option two, you can purchase your own personal policy. Option three, you can buy, you can have disability insurance through your employer that your employer owns the contract, very much like work-sponsored life insurance where they own the contract and have essentially all the rights to it. Same kind of situation here. Your employer would own the disability contract and all the rights therein. And then if you leave your employer, you don't get that disability coverage any longer as well. And then the final way is you can purchase it again through your employer. However, you pay the premiums and it comes in the form of a voluntary workplace benefit. And that's the avenue that we're going to focus on today, is purchasing disability insurance via a voluntary workplace benefit. So first, let's get into it. This whole thing is about paycheck insurance. That's what I call it, because that's really what you're doing. Disability insurance will pay you once a month, a percentage of your monthly income. What are you insuring? You're insuring that your income will continue. So I call it paycheck insurance. With that, why would you need it? Let's first lay the groundwork there. Plain and simple, your income sets your entire way of life. It sets the stage. It sets the pace for how you and your family live. If you're a more affluent family, then you can afford to go on your vacations, fund your retirement, go out on Friday nights, and you can be more active spending money doing different things. If you're not as affluent, then you're not going out and doing all those things. Your income level in many instances dictates, the crowd that you hang around and the things that you do. If you think about it, like, the clothes that you're wearing right now are dictated by your income. Most people listening to this probably didn't go to Fifth Avenue in New York to purchase your jeans. You just didn't. You probably went to Walmart, JCPenney. Maybe you went to something a little bit more upscale. A lot of people do like the Tanger outlets and stuff in Atlantic City, which isn't too far from where I'm at. So your income determines really everything about your way of life. And so if your family loses your income, they lose their ability to pay the bills, put food on the table, keep a roof over your head, fund your retirement, do basic things with your children, going to the movies or things like that, funding your children's education. In short, living the life that you want to live. See, your income provides you freedom to live the life that you want to live. And the more money you have, the more liberty you have to live the way that you want. It's a beautiful thing and a curse at times. Because the beautiful thing is, when the money's there, the freedom is there, and you learn to live within your means, and you can have a pretty enjoyable and successful life. When the money's not there, however, it can be a curse, because now you're scrambling and you're stressing on how you're going to pay the bills. So that's why you need this. That's why you should be considering this as part of your financial portfolio, is paycheck insurance, disability insurance. It runs everything. You lose your income, which is your greatest asset, everything else falls apart. All of your other goals are out the window. So anyway, enough on that. You get the point. It's important. That's why we're having this conversation. So let's focus on the avenue then of buying, paycheck insurance, disability insurance, through your employer with a voluntary workplace benefit program. So what is a voluntary workplace benefit program? That is simply as the name describes. It is a benefit program that you can get through your place of work, and it's absolutely voluntary. You do not have to participate in it if you don't want to. However, you sit down with a benefits specialist at your job, and they will go through with you the coverages that they provide, and you can choose which policies you want and which ones you don't, or you don't have to take any of them, and that's it. It's totally your choice. You can get things like, you know, the life insurance and accident policies and things like that. We can, you know, that can be discussed another time. Let's focus in on the disability policy. So how does that exactly work? Well, typically, disability insurance, when offered through a voluntary workplace benefit program, will fall under the category of short-term disability in many cases. What that simply means is they will have a shorter, what's called elimination period, or time that you have to wait before you can collect your benefit. But it also has a shorter payment period by design. Normally, they won't pay you for your income or the percentage of your income for more than 1 year. So that's why it's short term. It's designed. Short-term disability policies through a voluntary workplace benefits program, they're designed to cover you if you were to get sick or injured, and it's enough to keep you out of work for a while. That could really financially hurt you, but it isn't enough to end your career. So this is not the policy that's the end-all be-all as far as if you were to become a paraplegic or suffer some sort of career-ending injury, you know, these policies are fantastic for those who get sick for an extended period of time or need several months to recover from something. But, you know, this isn't the policy that's going to be taking care of you for a career-ending injury. So why then would you want this? Well, number one, most people don't experience a career-ending injury. That's just common sense. However, most people at some point do experience some form of an illness or injury that can keep them out of work for an extended period of time. And most Americans, if they were to have their income either delayed or cut off, they'd be in a financial crisis in under 3 months. I mean, ask yourself the question, you know, if your income or your spouse's income were to stop today, how long is it going to take until your family is in a financial crisis? Most people are going to say in less than 3 months. Many of those people would say less than a month. So, I mean, that's just a financial statistic on the well-being of our nation. And, a month isn't a long time, especially when you know you have bills coming and no income coming in. That time goes by really quickly. So what do? So you can either self-insure, and that's just you stockpile a bunch of money. And if something were to happen on a short-term basis, then you have your income saved up already. You can just draw on that. That's option one. Option two, put your head in the sand and forget about it and pretend like it's not even a problem or a risk and pray for the best. Option three, you purchase insurance and the insurance will cover everything. So when you go to purchase the insurance, why would you want to do it in this fashion? Well, number one, when you purchase the disability coverage through a voluntary workplace benefits program, you are entitled to group rating. Group rating with insurance is pretty much always going to be price advantageous for you, because the think of it like this: the more people you have paying into the pool, the risk pool, you know, of people at your company, the better the pricing can be, speaking very generally. That's how this works for you. See, they normally will do a limited amount of underwriting, and then, and meaning they're not going to go the, they don't always go the full Monty with you, because they're only offering you a short-term disability policy. So the company lessens the risk on their part, but they also know they have 5, 10, 15, 20 plus people or whatever that are going to be enrolling in this program. So they're going to have a lot more people paying into it, and they know the odds and statistics and all that. So long and short, they give you a price break. So you get a price break by going through your employer for this. These types of policies are only available if your boss agrees, you know, to offer them. And you can have you can have your boss talk to a representative from, let's see, the two biggest ones I know of are Aflac and Allstate. And, you know, depending on what market you're looking at, they are the number one and number two provider for voluntary workplace benefits. So, you know, let's just say your boss agrees to have a benefits specialist come in, sit down, and what they would do is they would just sit down with all of the employees and just show them, okay, here are the products that we offer, explain how coverage works, show you the price, and then ask you which one you want. And then you tell them, I want all of them, I want some of them, or I want none of them, whatever your decision is there. And then after that, they sign you up, and then your policies, they get paid for in a pretty convenient way through this program. It's usually just through payroll deduction, meaning when you get your check, if your disability policy through work is $5 a week, then if you normally get $300 take home, you're going to get $295. So, and that's not an unrealistic premium either. $5 a week-ish, you know, that's pretty realistic. So that's really how this works. You know, the company just deducts the amount of premium per paycheck, you know, from you, and your benefits are paid for. And given that, you know, let me just get into the price here just for a little bit, because a lot of people might say, well, look, man, I can't really afford, you know, my paycheck being smaller than it is. This doesn't have to be a premium that's like $700 a month. It's usually nothing like that. On average, you might be looking at $25 a month or so, something like that. And that all depends on the underwriting, like what type of job do you have, how risky is it, so on and so forth. Of course, your health and everything. Some of the light underwriting questions that go with it. But I mean, for $20 or $25 a month, you have a short-term disability policy. It could even be less than that. And it also depends on how much coverage you want. And your income is secured at least on a short-term basis. You have some coverage, which, I mean, as I stated earlier, your income is the absolute most important asset that you have. So, I mean, it'd be absolutely foolish to leave the chance. So, moving forward then, here's the deal. If you don't go this particular route of getting disability insurance, you can go one of the others. You can also do a combination. If you already have, say, a personal disability insurance policy that you're paying on, why not throw another couple dollars at a short-term policy? You know, if you purchased a long-term policy on your own, I applaud you. That's phenomenal. It may not be a bad idea to consider adding a supplementary policy, just so that way maybe you can have a longer elimination period on your long-term policy, which can lower the cost of that, and then use this really inexpensive short-term disability policy to take care of the immediate need. So that way, in one respect, either the difference in premium could be offset. You know, save $20 a month on your long-term policy with a longer elimination period, and then transfer that payment to a short-term disability policy that you get through work, it could be a total trade-off there, because you're not really spending any additional money from where you were, but you're getting more coverage, so you've got more money coming in. So there's definitely some coverage benefits to consider by doing a combination of policies from different sources. So what do you do moving forward? Let's just say, okay, you know what? I really would like to explore disability insurance coverage. So there's a couple of ways you can go about this. Number one, contact Human Resources or whoever that is at your place of work and ask if you guys have anything like Aflac or Allstate benefits or what have you. And if you don't, one thing that you can do is you can offer to your boss, well, why don't we look into that? Because these are benefits that can be made available to your employees to enhance your benefits package without costing the business anything. So that's the biggest thing with the voluntary workplace benefits. And for those of you who might be business owners listening to this, when you enroll your employees into this program, it doesn't cost the business anything. The business is just the vessel for allowing your employees to have access to these benefits if they want them. And it enhances your place of business over your competitors, because you're offering your employees all the benefits that your company can afford to, your competitors may not be. So it can really help to either attract or retain the very best in your industry and the very best at your establishment to keep your best employees. So the voluntary workplace benefits program are great for retaining and attracting the best employees, and they don't cost the business a dime. All of the cost is transferred to the employees if they want, and they can have as much or as little coverage as they desire. Now, for those of you out there who might say, well, maybe I want to contribute to paying for some of the benefits or maybe even all of the benefits for my employees, if you're so able, well, there is that option that you can do too, and my benefits specialist could always have a conversation with you if you wanted. But again, you know, these are just no cost to the business, low cost to the employees, and they enhance your benefits package. So moving forward, if you wanted some more information on that, you could always reach out to me. You could email me at jameshforlife@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to ask my benefit specialist to reach out to you, and we could just answer any questions you may have and look to try and, you know, set your business up if it's the right fit. If voluntary workplace benefits are not the right fit for you, maybe you're just looking for coverage for yourself. Well, the great thing is you can buy an individual policy. You can buy an individual policy for either short or long-term coverage. And that's something that we can also help with too. Because my agency, we actually have a relationship with a broker who will shop out coverage amongst several national providers for disability insurance. And we'll make sure that we're getting you the best protection that you can get for the best price. So we can shop it for you. Just reach out to us. And for that, you can either, if you're on my blog at jameshforlife.com, you can either go to the bottom of the page that you're listening to this at, and you can fill out the quote form, and you just submit that, and only one of my agents, nobody else, only one of my agents will reach out to you, or you can always email me, of course, at jameshforlife@gmail.com. Well, guys, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time just to tune in and listen. You've been listening to James H. for Life, your premier podcast for all things life, disability, and long-term care insurance related. Again, any additional questions, please feel free to email me at jameshforlife@gmail.com. And tune in next time where you're going to get some more information regarding disability and life insurance. I've got some new content coming. Again, you're listening to James H. for Life. Thank you very much.